Yes, we used to be the Women's World Day of Prayer, but this year at the AGM, it's something that's come up over the years, and this year we actually voted to change it instead of just discussing it. So now it's the World Day of Prayer, which we felt was more inclusive and also comes in line with most of the other English-speaking countries in the world.
And when you say we, was that the Irish group that
it was
voted
the
this?
Irish
but is,
group.
Is it a worldwide decision also?
Well, it has been mostly used as World Day of Prayer around the world for many years now. England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales were one of the few that kept the Women's World Day of Prayer. And now the Irish Committee and General AGM decided that we would change it to World Day of Prayer.
Mm.
It just seems more inclusive. People were thinking, oh, well, if it's Women's World Day of Prayer, men aren't welcome. And of course, absolutely everybody is welcome to it.
Mm. And had men ever gone to it?
A few brave souls had managed to be there. And a number of priests and clergy would go along as well. But more and more now, if people are off, they're very welcome to come in and join with us.
Yeah.
And I think brave husbands are daring to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, it is a great opportunity for people to network, isn't it, under a very common goal.
Yeah, just gradually getting to know the other Christian communities that you're living around and with, and not just the people you meet in your own church on a Sunday or whatever day you go along. It's a great way of getting to know the local Christian community.
There's a different theme every year, Catherine. And what is the theme for this year?
This year the theme is God's wisdom provides new understanding. And it's been prepared by the women of Guyana in South America. Now, Guyana was not a place I knew anything about until I began to learn about it. And I don't think I'm alone on that. It's a small little country north of Brazil, south of Venezuela, on the coast.
Mm.
Has a population of about 750,000 people. Huge emigrant population that have gone up mostly to Canada and the United States. And they have written the service for us this year.
Yeah. And do they take readings as well to for them to discuss or to form the basis of the service?
Yes, they took readings this year from the Book of Job. And they also took the New Testament story of Martha and Mary. And they've used it to get us to understand that in all the different circumstances of our lives, even when things seem very bleak, we need to be able to see God's word in it and move forward. That will help us in moving forward through the tough times.
Yeah. Now, there's also, as well as the themes and stories in that, there's an element of prayer involved, isn't there?
Yes, we pray with each other and for each other. I think it's one of the few Christian organisations that actually have prayed together rather than for each other from way back. We try to get an understanding of what it's like to be a Christian in the different countries that write the services. So it brings an awareness of what it's like being a Christian there and how they understand the Gospels.
Mm.
And also we pray together in preparing for the services. We learn a lot about our own different confessions and how we see things differently and how much we have in common.
Yeah. Now, if there's somebody listening who would like to be involved, but they haven't heard anything about it in their own church, what should they do?
Well, they can check with their own church if there is a local service going to be held, or else they could go online. We have an address. It's wdpirl@gmail.com. And we'll get back to them, either to let them know if there's a local service or if they want to organise one themselves, if they can get a group together. We'd be very glad to support them. And we'd love to get more people involved.
And is it difficult at the moment?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to get people to come and do it because it means a few committee meetings and then organising in your own area. And I think people are so busy, they find it very hard to give volunteer time. And yet it's a great opportunity to work together with fellow Christians. A lot of the work is done for us by the organising committee in the States, which is the head office. So the service is all written and we just have to promote it around the country and get the editorial committee to get the service written for us here.
Hmm. And actually, I suppose during Lent is probably a good time to think about doing something like this anyway.
Well, it's a time for prayer and a time for action, and this combines the two, so it seems very appropriate.
Yes, and there is a practical element also in the sense that you do help the people of these countries, don't you?
We do. We collect a donation from people when they come to the services, which are always on the first Friday of March. And some of that money is used for promoting Christian causes here in Ireland, but a lot of the money is sent out to the country. We ask them to specify, the writing committee specify charitable organisations they think would be helped by donations. And as an executive, then we organise to send the money to them.
Mm. Now, from an Irish perspective, how do you think that theme would work for an evening of the World Day of Prayer?
Well, I think we can all see there are difficulties within our own country. We've got all the crime culture that we're so aware of at the moment. And you can end up being caught into something like that through no fault of your own, and to be able to see the greater picture and, with God's will, be able to get through it.